We begin today, Simen Yud Dalid in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is on page 50 in the Dershin Mishneh Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says, Tzitzis shasan in a Yehudi pasul. If tzitzis were made by a non-Jew, the tzitzis are pasul. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael. It says, speak to the Jewish people when speaking about the mitzvah of tzitzis. La'afuke in a Yehudi. And this comes to exclude a non-Jew from the making of tzitzis. But a woman could make tzitzis. There are those who are machmir who say that no, men have to make the tzitzis, and it is best to do so. Writes the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkan Aleph Sha'asan, Perish. What does it mean that if a non-Jew made tzitzis that they are apostle? What constitutes making of tzitzis? So he says, Perish Shetilan Babeged, Pasal Afila B'Yisrael Omeid Al Gobo Umalam Deo La'asos Lishma. That even if he put the tzitzis on the baguette, right, so that's what we're talking about over here. It is possible, even if Yisrael is standing over him and instructing him to do it l'shma. De'ilu im tavan eina Yehudi o shazaren, ba'ofen zeh kasha laharash. Because remember, if we're talking about, again, the spinning or the twisting together of the woolen strands. So we saw, according to the Rosh, that if there's Yisrael standing above the non-Jew, that technically speaking, the tzitzis are kasher. Even though we pass in lechatchila, that is not good. However, the Mishnah makes an interesting statement. V'dafka im techaval beknaf o aso chulya o kesher harishon. This is very interesting. When is it problematic if the non-Jew makes the tzitzis? That's if he is placing the strings through the holes in the baguette and he's making the first knot. He's making the first knot. Now, interestingly enough, if he makes the first set of loops and the first knot, because again, remember, as we established in the last sif, that's the ikar of tzitzis. But if, let's say, the putting through the hole and the first knot and set of loops is ultimately done by a Jew, then even if the non-Jew does the rest, the tzitzis are still kosher. Lahatzrich hanoshim. Actually, let's skip down a little bit to paragraph Dalit, to Sifkat and Dalit Mishneh Berurah. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch said, but a woman can make tzitzis. But the Ramah said that the Yesh Machmirim, that really you should have men make the tzitzis in totality. So writes the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat and Dalit, V'chein ro'i v'nachon sh'alasas l'chatri l'hatalas ha-tzitzis, be'beged shal gadol ayidei katan pachos miyud gimol shonim. The same way the l'chatrila, it is better to have men do it. So too, again, l'chatrila, it is better not to have a katan, who is less than 13 years old, do it as well. Aval im hu ben yud gimol shonim yom echad, af shalo hevi shtei saros, afil l'chatrila in l'hachmir. But again, if the child is 13 years old, even if he did not bring signs of physical maturation, he could still go out and make the tzitzis. Va'artos chayim mekel afil l'chatrila ayidei katan. The artos chayim, however, again, allows tzitzis to be made through a katan, as long as the katan understands what it is that he's doing. A minor. The chozet dafka begadol omid al gabo hamalam deo lasos l'shma. Ava belav hachi afilim kvar hetilam akartan bebege tzarach latirim v'lachzor v'litnam. But even according to the artos chayim, who says that a katan could go ahead and make the tzitzis, that is only if there is a Yisrael, an adult, standing above him who's instructing him, A, as to how to make the tzitzis, and B, for the need for the tzitzis to be lishma. So remember, again, we have the Shulchan Aruch telling us that a non-Jew can't make tzitzis, a woman can make tzitzis. The Machmirim of the Ramah say that women shouldn't make tzitzis as well. And the Mishneh Berurah adds in here and says, L'chatrila, a katan shouldn't do it either. But if a katan did it, and there was an adult, Omid al gabo, standing over him, instructing him about how to do it and the lishma, then technically speaking, the tzitzis are b'di'eved kasher. L'chatrila, Mishneh Berurah sif katan hey, ava b'di'eved mutter, va'afilu belom omid al gabo, ne'emenes lomar shetila l'shem tzitzis. So as much as the Ramah said, the lechatchila, a woman should not make tzitzis, but b'di'eved, if a woman did make tzitzis, even if there was not a man standing above her or instructing her how to do it, technically speaking, the tzitzis are still kosher. The Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Beis, Hitil Yisrael tzitzis babeged below kavana. So it's back in the Mechaber top of the page. If Yisrael puts tzitzis on the beged without kavana, im ein tzitzis achirim, if there are no other tzitzis to be found, so he says, im ein tzitzis achirim lachshiro, yesh lismok al harambam shemachshir. So bidi eved, if you have no other tzitzis, then you could go ahead and rely on these tzitzis in accordance with the das and the opinion of the Rambam, who says that the tzitzis are kosher, but one should not make a bracha on such tzitzis. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Vav below kavana. What does it mean? You have tzitzis without kavana. Wrote to Lomar Shaasa kesha alyon shumi daraisa bli kavana. Avalim kasha kesha alyon v'chuya achas bikavana. Afa pi shaasa shar kshan v'chuyos achagach shalol lishma gam bediika tzitzis achem yesh lachshir. This is very important. What does it mean that it was al kavana? We're talking about now the first knot and the first group of loops. So those, remember again, we've established that's midaraisa, what you need in order to make the tzitzis kasher. If those were done without kavana, without specific intent, that's when l'chatchila of the Shulchan Aruch says you should try to find other tzitzis. But if the first knot and the first set of loops were made with kavana, by the way, when we say first knot, what we mean is not the knot that fastens the strings onto the baguette. We're talking about beneath that knot, you go out and you make a set of loops, then you tie it what is technically a second knot. As long as that was done with kavana, even if the rest was tied without kavana, you do not need to go and find new tzitzis. But again, if let's say one can't find any other tzitzis, then one could even rely on these tzitzis that were done without kavana, in accordance with the opinion of the Rambam. Sifkat and Zayin, the Mishnah the Rambam Shemachshir, afilo im asa hatliya gam kolak sharm v'achuyu shalo bekavana. The Rambam holds that even if you put the tzitzis through the hole in the corner, and even if you did all of the knots and all of the loops without kavana, the Rambam paskins the tzitzis are still kosher. Why? Disvirle afagav debay tviya lishma, because even the Rambam holds that you require the spinning of the wool to be lishma, to be for the sake of the mitzvah tzitzis. Mikomakum hatliya lo bay lishma. Into the Rambam holds that the actual putting of the strings on the corner of the garment need not be lishma. V'yolif lo midichsiv b'nei Yisrael la'afuki ovid kochavim shma mina diyisrael b'li kavana shari. So the Rambam understands the fact that the Torah places an emphasis that the Jew must do it as opposed to the Gentile, indicates that as long as the Jew is making it, even if the Jew is making it without kavana, the tzitzis are still kosher. And we don't have to go ahead and say that you have to take the tzitzis, you have to unravel the tzitzis and put them back on with the kavana for the mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously it goes without saying that in such a situation one would be tempted to say, well, just untie the tzitzis and retie them lishma. But the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say you have the following situation where it's right before Shabbos and there's not enough time to untie and to retie. In that situation, you would rely b'di'evet on the Rambam. Inami shenifsak echad me'rashav v'im yatir mi'asr lachsor litnim b'beget k'mosh kasa b'simin yir beis. Or one of the strings ripped in a way that doesn't invalidate the tzitzis. But were to you to untie it, you would not be permitted to retie those that ripped string. Ches lo yivarech alov afilu im lo asarak hatechiva b'knaf shalol lishma v'chol shekinim asa hakeshra elyon shalol lishma. So the Mishnah Berurah says, when do we say that we don't make a bracha? That is even true if the tzitzis were just inserted in the hole on the beged without lishma, or the first knot was made shalol lishma. Derashi v'harash v'atosu sfilu d'ba'inu midarai se gam kein tliya lishma. Because everyone essentially besides the Rambam, Rashi, the Rush, the Tosis, all agree that midarai se that's not just enough to have the spinning of the wool lishma, but rather again the actual putting of the tzitzis on the corner must also be done lishma. Ukra demit ovi gilulim tzarech afili yisrael milaga ba'omulam de lishma. Akin tzarech liyizrael lechatchila kodim atliya bebeged sheyotzi bisvasa beferish shetola kol tzitzis ela l'shem tzitzis. Therefore, according to Rashi, the Russian Tosis, before one begins to make tzitzis, one must explicitly articulate that one is doing this for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. One actually has to enunciate and articulate that. So what comes out in this halacha is something very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chatchila, let's work backwards. L'chatchila, one should go ahead and do every part of the tzitzis from the spinning and on, lishma, for the sake of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, again, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that as one's going to go ahead and put even the tzitzis through the hole of the garment, one should explicitly articulate that one is doing this l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. What happens, however, if one puts tzitzis on the beged without kavana? Then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that b'di'eved, one could rely on the psak of the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that halacha lemaisa, as long as the spinning is done lishma, that's enough. The rest of the tzitzis just has to be done by Yisrael and not by an akum, but it does not require explicit kavana. Therefore, b'di'evet, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can rely on the Rambam. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, you'll say to yourself, well, why rely on the Rambam at all? Why not just untie them and retie them? The Mishnah Berurah says, you're right. That is a good etzah. That is a good piece of advice, assuming you have time for that. But if a person doesn't have time for that, for example, it's right before Shabbos, or one of the strings ripped in a situation that if you retie it, you're really not supposed to use that ripped string again as you retie. In those situations where retying, untying and retying is not a possibility. B'di'eved, you could hold like the Rambam, and you could rely on the fact that the tzitzis are kosher even without kavana. However, in deference to the other opinions that say that such tzitzis is really kosher, we would not make a bracha on those tzitzis. And again, just to review, in the first halacha, the Shulchan Aruch taught us that tzitzis may not be made by a Gentile, even if there is a Jew standing above him, instructing him how to do it, and to do it lishmat is not good. However, if a woman makes tzitzis, then at least it is good according to the Mechaber. However, writes the Rama says, really tzitzis should be made by a man and not by a woman, at least l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, if a woman made tzitzis, they're kasher. And a machlokas we saw if a child makes tzitzis with a gadol, with an adult standing over him, it's a machlokas as to whether or not such a child is fit to make a kasher tzitzis. But however, once a child is 13 years old, even if the child does not have necessarily physical signs, or as I should say, physical signs of physical maturation, such a child is still fit to make tzitzis, and such tzitzis would indeed be kosher. So we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up in Simin Yudalit Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.